food and nutrition experts getting together to help you raise a healthy family. It's time for Family Food Kitchen on Radio MD. Here's your hosts, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Next time you are starving and stuck somewhere where all you have to do is, all your only food source is going to be a vending machine, and you walk around, you look at it and go, I can't eat that. I need it. I'm hungry. What do I do? You're starving. You want something to be healthy. Well, finally, there is someone who's doing something about that. We have Sean Kelly, founder of Healthy Vending, in our Family Food Kitchen today to help us further drive the demand and help us seek out healthy vending machines. Yes, this is a reality for schools, workplaces, gyms, and everywhere. Sean, you are such a godsend. The vending machine industry is so tough to break into. What inspired you to do it, and how did you do it?
I was studying at Columbia University in New York City, and I was a personal trainer at a New York sports club on 80th and Broadway in Manhattan. After a workout one wintry night, I saw a woman purchase a 20-ounce soda out of a vending machine, the only food and drink dispensary at the health club, take a swig out of it, put it in the cup holder of her treadmill, and start running. That was really, as an entrepreneur, the only massive aha moment I ever had. And I said, why are there not vending machines with healthier foods that are actually good for people? And that's really what kicked off the journey.
Well, thank heavens for that woman. I don't know where she is, but bravo to her for inspiring you. So how did you get started? It's a tough industry to break into, as I said earlier.
Oh, it's a very tough industry. It's probably as much of a good old boys network as there is out there.
Yeah.
And certainly not known as being the most innovative or fast moving, even though that's changing quite a bit today. I think a rule of probably any entrepreneur or business person should be, don't try to reinvent the wheel, try to build off the wheel that's already been created. So I initially went direct to the industry and said, hey guys, you have thousands and thousands of vending machines across the country. I can help you here. They wanted no part of it. They said, kid, you're crazy. There's no need for healthy vending machines. And so we really had to first just occupy the fringes of society, go and work outside of the vending industry, go and get people outside of vending to operate machines, to believe in the concept. We really went and found people that knew nothing about vending, but believed in the purpose, believed in the vision, and saw it. And then we eventually did that and were persistent enough to become big enough where the industry started to pay attention.
Well, I am so, so grateful to it because the other day I was at a place and I had that same experience, and I turned around and, oh my gosh, my choices were great. And it happened to be where there are a lot of kids. So I'm curious as to what your ingredient requirements are to fill those slots in the machine.
Very good question. I would guess that for all of us here today, and including the listeners, that what's healthy to one of us is very likely different than what's healthy to another person. Even dietitian to dietitian, nutritionist to nutritionist, there's so many different schools of thought. So at the end of the day, we really think of this more, even though we're known as healthyvending.com and human, we look at this as healthier vending. How do we assess what a population is currently consuming and how do we make it better? So whereas I would love for people to have, pure vegetables and pure fruits and water out of a vending machine, when they're having Coca-Cola and Flaming Hot Cheetos and Snickers and Skittles, many times that's not feasible. And so we're going to simply look at minimizing the amount of sugars that are included in our ingredients. We advise people to count chemicals before they count calories. So as many natural and whole food ingredients as possible, high in fiber, high in healthy fats. Then we refine and build each ingredient profile and specific nutritional guidelines around the population.
That's really great. And those are some good standards to have. Being a dietitian myself, I can agree with you. There's so many different schools of thought, but what we can all agree on is that it is snack. It's not supposed to be a whole meal. So there's a little bit of leeway in what is going to be in it, but obviously you still want some good quality ingredients. And it sounds like that's what you guys are focusing on. So I'm very happy to hear that. Can you give us some examples of what kind of foods and drinks we'll find in your machines?
Absolutely. So you're going to find, everything to a more popular snack, okay, like pop chips or Bonito's bean chips or Beanfield's bean chips. And I'm not saying that, you know, you should necessarily have 10 bags of those a day, but from a caloric and ingredient profile, are those going to be better than your average traditional bag of chips? Absolutely. Then more on the healthier side and scale, we integrate kale chips, almonds, various nut blends, various nut treats. You know, we typically try to avoid peanuts just because so many of our machines are in schools and hospitals and YMCAs. Lots of energy bars, so everything from, you know, a Clif organic bar, which is one of the newer bars, to Kind bars, typically of the lower sugar versions, you know, the ones that have about 5 grams. And we do have, you know, dried fruits. We have fresh foods as well, but most of the time, most of our sales do come from non-perishable items, just because those are more popular within the snacking population.
You know, YMCA is exactly where I saw it, and I was thrilled, 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 thrilled. And I just want to remind people that even though they are meant for snacks, there are a few people who are reaching for a meal because for some reason they haven't had lunch and they're starving. So at least there are better alternatives in these machines, especially the bars and the nuts that you were speaking of. I just wanted to share a story very quickly. I was at a Boys and Girls Club, actually, and there these kids were at a vending machine. These are kids I'd known. They're kid critics, former kid critics, and they had pulled out some snacks that I would not have chosen. And I was standing there, and I had some healthy snacks, like describe some of the ones you were just describing, Sean. I said, "You want to trade?" And then we started talking about it, and every single one but one traded up for healthy versus the junk. I just want parents to know that kids will choose healthy over junk every time, and Sean has given us the possibility of doing that in vending machines. Again, applause button big time, because that's so important. I think it's we've established that you're doing a great job, and you mentioned hospitals, YMCAs, et cetera, just schools. How can we, where do we look for them? And the really big question is, how can we drive a demand for them to be in our schools or wherever we want to see them?
Yeah, so, you know, we have vending machines in over 40 states across the country. You know, you'll typically find them, like you said, in schools, middle schools, high schools, and colleges, hospitals and YMCAs. Secondary schools and YMCAs are by far our most popular locations. What you can do to drive demand in your community is all you need to change the vending machines or convenient food service options at your in your community or at your school or place of work or whatever it is, all that you need to do is become a champion. Is become a champion, become a voice, whether you're a parent, whether you're a member of a YMCA, a parent of a school. If you become a champion and really kind of just make some noise about it, then you can actually create the change and make it happen. So many of the locations that we receive today, now, it used to be different. We used to have to cold call and force, push to try to get a location. But so many today are incoming leads from parents, from kids, from champions in communities that say, hey, you know, we want this at our location. How do I get information that I can present to the decision makers, to these people, so we can make it happen? And, you know, we're at healthyvending.com, but there's other alternatives. You know, maybe the vending provider in your community has healthier options. But we can, either way, whether it's with us or somebody else, we can help you at healthyvending.com.
Sean, that's fantastic. I love your use of the word champion. That is what we all need, is more champions around us in our communities to just vote with their wallets and speak what they want and demand to find out who they need to talk to make the decisions. Who is making the decisions? Who do they need to influence and speak with to make the changes for their families? So that's great information. I want to repeat that website. That's www.healthyvending.com. And if you want to convince somebody, just take them to a local YMCA and let them take a look at the healthy vending machines. They are fantastic and sure a new wave of vending machines in our country. Thank you again, Sean, for being with us. I want to direct everybody to radiomd.com. That's where they find all our past episodes, including this one, if you want to share with somebody in your community for a new vending machine. Thank you very much.